How's it going, Sha?
Look, let's just go on and get into it. It's been a week.
Yeah.
We weren't able to say anything because we had already recorded.
Yeah.
Your boy. It's your boy.
Yo, Sha, when I tell you, like, yo, I've never been more heartbroken, yo.
Ugh.
Like, I know everyone's warned me, okay? Hey, yo, you might not be a good dude, you know? And I tried to see the positive in him, you know? Ambitious, young black man, going after what he wants, made great music. However much you feel his involvement was with that, he was, you know, clearly sitting down in the room somewhere when great music was made. Through cool parties, danced a lot in videos. I like to dance. Didn't dance well. I don't dance well, but still does not keep us from dancing.
Right.
Gives himself silly nicknames. I like silly nicknames. I'm a fan of that.
Uh-huh.
You know, so much about his vibe. And then
I don't. I truly do not understand how you, the blinders you must have on to have been like knocked unaware by this story. There must have been a part of you deep down in your soul that was just like, bruh, I've been trying to tell you. You keep talking all this, you love him, but you've known he's terrible. You must have known.
I guess there's levels of terrible. You know? I want to be clear about this. What he what Casey went through is horrendous. Like, there's no like joking about that. That is crazy. You know, poor homie under the jail type shit. 100%. Everything besides the Casey stuff, I'm not saying I'm on board with. I'm just saying I get it. If that's what it costs to make hit records. You know
no.
what I mean?
No. 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 No.
Hey, yo, I would I'm okay with Wale being scared one day.
No.
If it means I get, you know, all those bad boy hits.
No, I don't care about that. His vibe has been trash from jump.
Yeah.
Yes, it has. He horrible. Horrible. A trash individual. There are ways to, if it's all about the making of the money, say, that might have pulled you in, which pulled in a lot of people. There's a dude I dated that I haven't spoken to in a smooth 15, maybe even 20 years.
Right.
That I haven't even spoken to. And when I tell you, I was very close to trying to find out what his number was just so I could call him and leave him a message that was just like, take that. Because I hate it. And he loved Diddy and I hated him. And he's been trash. But it was the businessman, business acumen bullshit that pulled folks in, right? There is a way, and I dare say a lot of people who make it to that echelon, I mean, that are making that much money, I mean, they're not great. You got to put blinders on in order to do some shitty stuff in order to make and keep that money. That's absolute. But I don't think Diddy had the blinders on to the kind of bullshit that was necessary for him to make that money. I think he took those off and he gleefully watched as he crushed people under his heel in order to make money. I think he got off on that. And that makes for a trash individual in general. That's off GP. That's a trash individual.
Okay. I'm with you there.
Yeah. So then all of this other stuff, I was just like, yeah, I want to be surprised, but I'm not. Like, some of this stuff was circling around anyway.
Right.
There's always been talk of like, I don't, you know, Diddy, he's just rich. He's doing rich people shit. He's just throwing orgies and shit like that. So it's not even like the sex part of it that is so shocking, because there's been talk of that for years. But just like the way he kept Cassie under his thumb for so long And then in broad daylight, just in front of people, is what makes him diabolical under the jail. I want to build more jails just to put him underneath all of them. Put an arm over there, put a leg in a different state. I want
him. He's touring now is jails.
That's it. He's just so horrible. So horrible. I'm just like, I can't. This is terrible. Also, your boy, I mean, like, let's before we even get to who the part that's like, oh, he definitely did this shit. The filing itself had a trigger warning on it.
Yeah. Respect to Cassie, yo. Like, she did this right. She warned the audience. She was thorough. Low-key, she wrote a book. This was the tell-all.
I mean, it's as much as I guess she shared, because I'm sure that they were negotiating already, and I'm sure he figured, I've been controlling her, because she's married. She's been married for a year or so. She's as out from under him as she could be, you know? Right. But he's the worst. So I'm sure he's like, oh, all I got to do is say a couple of phrases, push a couple of buttons, and she won't even... I know her so well. I bet he said, I know her better than she knows herself. I bet you anything he said and thought that shit. Mm. And so I'm sure he was just like, nah, what are you going to do? You going to tell people what I did to you? That would crush... And she's like, well, actually, as it turns out, you won't crush me anymore. And she compiled all that shit, and they went ahead and filed it, because they also only had like a week. Like, there was a year-long kind of grace period offered to people where they were like, if you have any sort of sexual assault or anything like that that happened in this time frame, this is a year-long extension of statute of limitations. So here's like a year-long grace period that ends probably like the end of this week.
Right.
Because she only had a week left to file or whatever. And so she went ahead. So that's what I like, right at the buzzer. Like, oh, you think I won't? You think I won't? You think I won't?
Boom. Take that.
Yeah.
Right back at you.
Yeah. So it was very like, oh my gosh. I thought that was, I mean, played as well as it could be played.
Yeah.
But the way that your boy paid that money, settled in what, like 36 hours?
Oh, yeah.
In 36, like not even 2 days.
Don't worry, if just like rhymes. He writes checks.
And it was, great, fantastic. But you also do a lot of other stuff.
It should have only been checks, did he?
And he don't write checks. That's what's so shocking. He don't want to. He knew this was coming. That's how long they've been. When was it that we talked about that story?
Yeah, it's been like about a month and a half, 2 months ago. He was already
him
doing like
giving people back their publishing and shit. And I was like, no.
I'm gonna be real. A few things. Mm-hmm. One. Like I said up top, everything Cassie dealt with, reprehensible. Like, I joke about being, like, full-on blinders for homie. I genuinely, like, he played a big part in a lot of my major core memories. So I wanted him to not be this guy. But the amount of data she proved clearly to me shows that there's real things that took place here that are undeniable. And I can't co-sign anybody like that, like, to be fully clear. Like, I'll joke and whatnot, but like, I want to be very honest about that. This is fucked up. And the reason I wanted this not to be true about Diddy, over the years, obviously people have said like, yo, he's a shitty dude, but like, I really don't think people understand how much of a generation's core memories are attached to songs that he's involved with. And while we've seen already now with like an R. Kelly thing where like as a community, we decide, yo, we can't co-sign homie. We not playing his stuff. Mm-hmm. There is a thing that's lost when I can't hear certain songs. Like there's certain memories that are only triggered if a song plays. And mm-hmm. if we lose him, I lose realistically like 15, 20% of my teens to college years. So that's my first like real fear.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously looking back on it, probably wasn't the ideal way to do business, but he's the first guy I saw that looked like me that was successful for business. He wasn't the rapper for the most part. Mm-hmm. He wasn't the hoopa. So like to me, like, yo, like I could just be smart. Like that meant something to me. Like I was in junior high school and high school watching this dude just fucking like charisma himself into fame. Like that mm-hmm. shit was crazy to me. Like, and everything that like you're supposed to have when you're cool, he didn't have. Like mm-hmm. he had bad vision. You know what I mean? Like he didn't have the talent in terms of dancing. He wasn't scouting talent. People brought everyone to him. It's mm-hmm. just he kind of knew how to package it. And it was just cool to know that, like, it wasn't always a blessing from God that would allow us to shine in the world. So when I saw all that, like, yo, this is the regular-ass dude. He, like, 5'8" from Mount Vernon. He made himself successful in a world where everyone else around him is the coolest and most talented of us. And he mm-hmm. made himself dope in that world. In most people's opinions for a while, the most important person in that world.
Mm-hmm.
And then transcended that and just started doing regular business. So like watching that growing up, like that shit legit moved me.
Right.
Like, I was like, oh, this is something to aspire to. So when stories would come out of him doing wild shit, the wild shit he was accused of doing, A, were clearly crimes. I want to be clear mm-hmm. again. But they were crimes that when rappers did it, we co-signed it in a weird way. Because it was always machismo shit. Like mm-hmm. him beating up Steve Stout because he ain't do what he wanted.
Steve Stout. I was struggling trying to remember this dude's name, talking to my roommate about it. I was like, yeah, no, did he go into Steve Stout's office or did they bring Steve to him? He went into Steve's office, right?
Hell yeah.
And then beat him up. Yes.
Champagne bottles, all that.
Champagne bottles. That's right. You know? I couldn't remember. At first I was like, wait, did he stab someone? And then I was like, no, that was Jay-Z.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, different billionaire.
Different one.
Yo, but like even that, like there was like weird ways of arguing. He was like, yo, he had a vision for his art, you know, and like he had just like, he was just starting to forge a relationship with his religion. And the video was recorded right before that. And like, it kind of went counter to this pivot he was making, you know? So like, I felt like he mishandled stuff, but had the right idea, if that makes sense.
Hmm.
So like I would see moments of that and there was always like a justification. And then I felt like I was starting to see growth because he made fun of how stupid he acted in like Get Him to the Greek, where like he plays a hyper version of himself that to me I thought was like, hey, like, I realized the shit I was doing back then was out of pocket, but I'm trying to do regular business now. I bought a vodka company. I'm in movies. Like the Mike Tyson growth cycle, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, like, again, I'm thinking, all right, maybe he's getting better. I don't agree with all the silly nicknames, but I thought that's what Love was intending to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like him saying, yo, like, I acknowledge, like, Puffy. The reason I got that name, because I used to, like, get angry and yell and shit. You know what I mean? I don't want to be associated with that anymore. I want to be Love. I want to be someone that helps my community. Even though I acknowledge I did damage for 20, 30 years in the background, let me at least try to rectify it before my days are done. So that's what I was hoping it was. It was a person who was heavily flawed but driven and was pivoting out.
He let me down. Yeah, nah, none of that.
Nah, he's just a villain.
Because I saw none of that. None of that at all.
No.
I was just like, wow, what a mean person is what I saw. Just mean and unnecessarily, like just darkness, not a, you know, and I wouldn't have been able to put a finger on it, but I knew that I never liked him. And he always, you know, and it could be the machismo that you responded to. I respond differently to it because it doesn't, it's not what drives me. And it, when I, and my dealing with it is different than your dealing with it.
That's real.
I have to deal with machismo in a different way. And if I encounter dudes who are like that, no, like, yikes.
Yeah.
And that's just normal dudes in the street, dudes littering the pavement who are like that.
Word.
Not at all. So I definitely was just like, no. As far as like the art and the part of your memories, I mean, that's something that many people have, if they want to, have to grapple with. Like,
yeah,
as much as we say the community has decided we don't rock with R. Kelly, first of all, how long did it take us to get to that point? It
Word.
Took two seasons of documentaries.
Yeah.
Beyond him winning at one case and then finally kind of start. Like, it took decades.
Yeah.
Decades
we had
before.
Facts.
We had video. We
yeah.
had video. Like,
we had video,
took, with paperwork,
marriage certificates,
like,
paperwork,
all
work.
Kinds of stuff. And it's still, and when I tell you that not all the community agreed with that. I was somewhere not that long ago and somebody put on an R. Kelly thing and I was like, you know, we don't do that. And people there were just like, no, I do. I still do. I got no problem with them. You know what I mean? So there's no way we can all agree on. Like, there are so many artists that if you really sit and think about what they've done,
right,
you know, you really do have to grapple with how much of that, you know, how much do you want to. The memories aren't gone. I understand that the music is part of it, that you're hardwired now to enjoy something. And you may even be able to go back and listen to something and still in the back of your mind, you're like, but this guy is terrible.
Yeah.
If that's the case, fucking donate money every time you listen to a playlist or, you know what I mean? I'm not,
as well.
I mean, like, you know what I mean? Do something. Do
yeah.
something. It sounds wild to have to counteract it in that way, but maybe that's something you have to do. If you want to continue, you know, if it doesn't bother you and you want to continue to interact with that person's output, you know, but I mean,
I've clipped R. Kelly, I've clipped Bill Cosby, you know, and like, that was a core part of like, he was a positive parent, like that I saw on TV.
That's yeah.
Portrayed
that's,
well. And
that's what they chose to show us.
Yeah.
But
I don't feel comfortable enjoying any of their work.
I mean, it's kind of wild, actually, right now, since we seem to be doing a lot. There's a lot of reckoning going on, and it may not stick. It may not all stick, but a lot of stuff is coming to light. And I mean, it's just not a good look for so many people now that I tell you, when it comes to, say, the Me Too movement or anything like that, hip hop. Yo, y'all been under that radar. This is a big light, and
yeah,
I'm sure there are a lot of people who are just like, oh shit, you know what I mean, like, oh no. Even if we don't know the particulars, that we don't know, but we can that we know what Cassie has told us, you know, in that filing. And we know that Diddy paid almost immediately. Ink still wet on it.
Real talk.
It's not a good look. That's not a good look, right? But like, now, what I just read today was the one of the former presidents of Bad Boy, Harv.
Yeah, Pierre.
Yeah. He, an ex assistant, is suing him now for grooming her. And so, and I was honestly, because the thing is, that's the thing with R. Kelly. Like, R. Kelly can't read. Then how's he doing all this stuff? Well, he's got a whole team of people helping him do all of this shit. And there's no way Diddy ain't throwing no orgies by himself. Diddy ain't doing this shit by himself. Diddy got help. And who was always at his right hand? Harv. Mm-hmm. So as soon as this stuff came out, I was like, ooh, Harv, it ain't looking good for you. And sure enough, today, something was reported. And I was just like, yo, man. Y'all better get your affairs in order, because even if everyone decides to pay off everybody, but if all this stuff, especially hip hop in the music like world in general, like there hasn't been the kind of reckoning necessary that we've seen in movies or that we've seen in like with like culinary world or thing, you know what I mean? Like we're seeing big people kind of get knocked, but like in hip hop, that's what all of this is built on. All of this is built on dudes just saying, you know, saying horrible things and thinking it's cool, and then getting mad if a woman says something. Like it's wild. So like, yo, all of y'all, some of your faves.
Might be going down, yo.
Might be going down. And look, and I'm bracing for that, too. I'm bracing for it, too. You know? Yo.
I mean, I will say this. Like, this is overall a good thing, right? We're cleaning house. People are more comfortable standing their ground. Hopefully it happens earlier so that we could, like, not only nip it in the butt, but remove anybody like that from ever gaining power in the future. Right now, like, yo, like, we just ripped the Band-Aid off of me emotionally. So, like, I'm just hoping everybody get caught right now. Like, if you did anything, I want you gone this week.
Get it right now. Let's get it over
right
with.
Now. Be like, I cried already. I'm good. All right. I won't play any remixes from, like, 97 to, like, 06.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough time. I mean, there are definitely some people who did some work that I truly enjoyed. And if I find out that something happened beyond what I, you know, what I think is unfortunately like understood because it was that time, it was a different time kind of thing.
Yeah.
Without like that context, which is enabling, but unfortunately still a part of, you know, I'm working through shit too. We all working through shit. But if I find out there's something beyond, I'm gonna be crushed. I will be crushed. I'm thinking of one person in particular. If I find out that this dude did something, that's my everything. That's everything I've ever enjoyed in like that time frame. Like, oh no. But hopefully he all right. I don't know. I can't call it. Something like that. I can't call it at this point. I could call Diddy for sure, but.
Oh man, yo. It hurts, man. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, you'll be all right. Shake it off, brother. You'll be all right.
Yo, shot just people would get shot every day, B.
Yeah, I really did.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Let's get into the news.
Oh, boy.
Andre 3000 says he got high on Haya Hazuka and transformed into a panther.
Ayahuasca, I think.
Ayahuasca. And transformed into a panther. That's right. Outkast musician said the experience inspired a song on his newly released album, New Blue Sun. Have you checked this out?
Yeah, I was just about to ask you. Have you listened to it?
I listened to 30 seconds of every song.
What are you, like a listening station at Barnes & Noble?
I listened to two songs fully. Okay. And 30 seconds of every song. I could not do this. I will admit that it was quality. I could hear this was good to somebody, but it was not for me. Like, I'm trying to be respectful because, like, I love this dude. But, like, I cannot stress how angry I was that this is what he released.
I try to get angry. Over that. Yeah. Why would
As an artist, I'm happy to explore. Mm-hmm. I know I want to do that. I want to do weird shit that has nothing to do with comedy. So mm-hmm. I get the need to do this, and I respect that. And mm-hmm. I'll even go as far as say I'm happy for him that he's in a place economically, right. everything, that he could do that. Right. As a fan, mm-hmm. I hate this shit. I want bars, my G. Okay? Yeah. I don't want to hear you learn to play the flute. I don't care. I genuinely, bottom of my heart, hope every piece of wood that's used to make flutes near you gets burned and taken away. Oh. I don't want you touching flutes no more. I want you writing bars.
What's your you history nice. With jazz? How are you with jazz? With
jazz is great because they sample that shit to make the shit I like. God.
Okay, you so then I mean? You don't nah. actually listen to jazz unless it's a sample?
Now, I like I rock with Adrian Young. Okay. His stuff is pretty fire. Okay. And like, but admittedly, I'm not like a jazz aficionado of any sort.
Gotcha.
I rock with it. And like, mm-hmm. I'm not, again, like, I legitimately, the songs were cool. It wasn't that right. they were bad or mm-hmm. like whatever.
It's just not
like
your
that.
Thing.
It's not my thing. And it's not what I wanted from him. Like, right. if you would have just played it in another mm-hmm. context, I would have been like, oh, this is cool. Like,
yeah.
this would be the best album for me to shop at a Gap at. That makes, like, I want this in the background while I'm shopping. I fuck
no,
with that.
You would fall asleep. The first time that I played it all the way through, I guess I was out here cooking, maybe, and okay. my roommate and I were discussing it, and then I said, well, let's just fire this thing up. So we did that, and then I had gone to a museum or something a couple of days before, so I started talking about the art that I saw and then showing him the pictures, my roommate, the pictures I took or whatever. And then I was like, I mean, I guess that makes sense that this is playing in the background. You know, it was fine. And then I let it play on a loop while I fell asleep. I'm perfectly, I like it fine. I honestly haven't like spent time to sit and listen to it, to hear all of it. But
yeah,
I mean, I have known people who make this kind of music.
Okay.
To some extent, or I like ambient. I go to sleep to the sounds of just like a drone or really? Some sort of ambient kind of music. It actually relaxes me, be it like keyboard sounds or like a little fluty flute in the background or just guitar drone. You know, I've seen a lot of drone bands. Like, I enjoy that anyway. So this had a little more going on beyond ambient or drone, it, you know, because there are some vocals and other kind of stuff. So I can't say 100% if I like it or not, because I haven't devoted the time with headphones to really like take it in. But right. I've had it playing while I was sleeping, and I think I slept deeply. So that's nice.
Okay.
On that, okay. For that, you know, but yeah, it seems fine. Also, all I want is for our people to get successful enough that they walk the country playing the flute or they collect owls. And that's what Andre and Big Boy are doing. And I love that for them.
Bro, it's all
I love me. That for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you sold me on it. I'm happy for them.
I all think right. it's just like a... If you go into it thinking like, well, let's see what he's doing. If he ain't rapping, let's see what he's doing. Sure, that's maybe not the best mindset for it. Because you will, of course, want the bars. And don't worry, somebody has certainly remixed one of them and put his bars over it.
Yep. I'm hoping.
Guarantee by the morning that will be available to you somewhere.
I was secretly hoping that's what Andre was going to do. Like, he was going to
release it. No, he ain't
going to
do that. No,
my man.
And then, like,
drop the rap version later.
No. Nah. The thing is, if you've been really listening to him or if you've been watching him, like, before Outkast, like, went on their hiatus or whatever.
Yeah.
Andre is an old, they call that, you know, an old soul.
Yeah.
My man has been ready to stop rapping. I mean, what do we think the Love Below was?
Yeah, yeah.
He's already been in this mindset of just like, I don't feel like rapping no more. And Big Boy was like, hey, man, we ain't stopping this. We hot off Stankonia. How about I make my record, you make your record? How about that?
Real talk.
So this ain't
new. I could have even done that, Sha. I could have done that. Give me the half flute album, half Big Boy album.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Nah, it needs to be all flute. He needed to... The other thing that I think a lot of people maybe didn't realize, maybe they haven't been around a lot of artists, is that I knew it would take him forever because it took him a long time to do the Love Below, apparently, because he wants to try so many things, and there's a way that he's hearing it in his head and he wants to recreate it, but he doesn't know how, and it's going to take him forever. I was like, if he even gets around to doing a solo record, who knows what it's going to be, but it's going to take him forever. You know what I mean? So we had to walk the country first and become one with the flutes. I mean, I like it. I like that it's there, and I don't dislike what I've heard. I've enjoyed so far what I've heard. Yeah, you know, I'm all, whatever.
Real talk, B. I mean.
It's no wilder than owning owls. Let me tell you something. I took in this news a lot, but when I saw that Big Boy had owls, I was like, what are you talking about owls?
I'm pro
like
owls,
the birds?
Man.
He has a few of them. So I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
I,
yeah. You know. That's cool because they don't mess with the music. I'm going to do weird shit too. I'm going to own like a whole bunch of bees.
Now but I'm making yeah, my own I honey. Think, yeah, I think Andre is like beyond that. I'm not surprised that this is what he's done, and you know, it seems to be fine.
Even yeah, if I I'm happy up, for him, sincerely.
Yeah, I am thrilled for him. Yes.
Yeah, like this is fire. That like he could make whatever the hell he wants, and I will also say, as much as like I was angry because it wasn't bars, mm-hmm. he's given us enough.
A lot.
Like,
yeah.
That I have to be real about. That dude gave us quality music over several albums. I can't say that, like, I don't have a catalog to go to when I need Andre vibes.
Right. Man. I mean, he's still out here dropping features on people.
Yeah,
stuff.
Random verses, yeah.
You know?
Real talk. Okay. All right. You showed me on that one, Sha. Okay?
Well, I was heartbroken earlier. I mean, earlier, you know, but... don't go into... I mean, it's a weird space to be in. Don't get me wrong. If that ain't your thing, I totally understand. I say this, I'm not, you know... I like some jazz, but I'm not like a fusion person. Don't play me bitches, bro. What the hell is that? Everybody's squawking. But, and I, you know, that's not the opinion I'm sure I'm supposed to have. But, you know, like it can all be.
I guess I'm realizing now that like I could get over weird music. Mm-hmm. I could enjoy it. But for me to really connect with a song, it does have to have words.
That makes sense. You know that totally I mean? Makes sense. Yeah.
Because, like, for example, the last album that I was this angry about that ended up being really great was Lauryn mm-hmm. Hill. Like, when that dropped, I wanted a bars album. And
oh, what? The Miseducation?
Miseducation annoyed me. Like, I was genuinely mad because she was bodying her two group members.
Right.
The first release song was mm-hmm. Lost Ones.
Right.
That's super bars.
Right.
And then the rest of the album was mostly singing. Mm-hmm. Beautiful album. I got over it and learned to appreciate how beautiful it was.
Right.
But like that setup, I thought I was getting like female Nas. I thought like, oh, this is going to be Illmatic.
Nobody
women,
wants.
It's going to be fire.
If there's anything that we've learned and are still learning, nobody wants female Nas.
Why not?
I don't know. Because
so
female Nas is out there. Female Nas has made records. There are quite a few female Nas's, I guess.
Yo, shouts to Rhapsody. We don't bring her up. But I don't know, but she fire.
Yeah, no, she's always brought up. That's always the one people talk about, you know? But there were female Nas's at the time of Nas.
Bahamadia, crazy.
Exactly.
Real talk. Now, I mean, Jean Grey, crazy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are plenty of people. I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. I can't.
And other news.
It just breaks my spirit.
That's final celebrity news. Snoop explains going smokeless. That's right.
Oh, Jesus.
He got everybody this time. That's right. Rapper, actor, noted marijuana.
No one believed him.
Yeah, I saw mad people like, I'm about to give up Swede too.
Did you? Who are these dummies? Who are these little babies that don't remember? How many times, Gastor, you and I have been on this planet long enough to remember the first time Snoop was talking about you don't go smoke no more? Stop it.
I thought this was, I think, number four, if I could count correct.
I mean,
it's been at least three.
Come on.
Yo,
Snoop Lion? Come on, Snoop Lion? Did we forget about Snoop Lion?
Snoop Lion, baby.
He was going to just do reggae? Come on. Never believe him. Never believe him. Just buy what he's selling. Trust me, he's trying to sell you something.
Yeah, I got to say, though, all of his pivots, the stuff's usually pretty good.
Yeah, like, I mean, except for that NTF thing.
Oh, yeah, NTF thing was great. The NFT thing was wild.
Yeah. NFT, that's it. I don't even respect it enough to learn the letters.
I rocked with his funk album. I thought it was pretty good.
Okay, that makes sense.
You know, it was
him
dope.
Making a funk album makes sense, sure.
Yeah, it was a pivot, but it was dope. I rocked with it. Snoop Lion wasn't all for me, admittedly.
No, Snoop Lion was terrible.
I tried.
Just the idea that you're like, you know what? I'm dropping the dog. I'm going to be Snoop Lion. Get the fuck out of here, man. Stop it.
Oh, man.
I mean, I was working at a place where we like tried to keep track of like measuring how media was taken in. Yeah. And so we were trying to keep like clean records and all this kind of stuff and attribute all music to the right acts and all this stuff. And then in the middle of that, he's like, I'm Snoop Lion now. We literally had an all hands on deck meeting to figure out what we're going to do with the Snoop Lion shit. And I'm like, oh God, just don't. He's never going to do these songs again. Just let it be a thing. It's its own separate thing. And then he'll trust me, if you go to a Snoop Dogg concert, he's never doing anything from Snoop Lion.
Snoop. Yo, that real talk. See, like, I dream about getting rich for stupid reasons. Like, you just gave me a new one, right? If I ever get, like, uber rich, mm-hmm. I'm going to buy, like, 150 tickets to a Snoop Dogg concert and only request Snoop Lion's songs. You know what I mean?
You know what? I'm okay with this.
Right? Like, actually,
usually your characters are insane, but this one, let's go. Run with it. Let's make him, he needs to address what he did to us.
Real talk. Own this moment.
Own it. Okay. You did this. You brought this on yourself.
Oh, man. Snoop Lion. I like that. Let's do it. In other news, raunchy alcohol-fueled Taco Bell party included open sex, says a lawsuit. That's right. Former Los Angeles area Taco Bell employee is suing the company and a franchise owner after she claims a Christmas party at the fast food restaurant descended into a drunken mess that included open sex. Elena Beckham filed her lawsuit last week in Los Angeles Superior Court. In the suit, she alleges that her supervisor invited her to the December 18th, 2022 party at the San Pedro Taco Bell she worked at. Yo, they putting the name out there. I like this.
I know, right?
This location? You want the real the special. You got to stay after. You know what I mean? She was encouraged to bring food. They are they already got food there. And she brought her contribution
That's not the same. Why
she brought guacamole to Taco Bell?
She brought, yeah, because they don't have guacamole at Taco Bell.
Yo, that's a sign.
They only use five ingredients. And guac ain't one of them.
Yeah, you imagine that at the Taco Bell training?
Yeah.
We're going to show you how to make guacamole out of lettuce. Don't worry about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's in the training.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to do that.
In the suit, she alleges the supervisor invited her to the party. She brought this to the potluck. Once she arrived, Beckham discovered that her supervisor covered the windows of the restaurant with wrapping paper and also covered the cameras for the lobby inside of the restaurant. She claims the supervisor provided alcohol to staffers, several of whom were overserved.
Yeah, Christmas midnight, party. Yep.
Hell yeah. I'm with this. This is a regular corporate Christmas party.
Absolutely. Cover the, actually smarter because they cover the cameras.
Real talk. I've been in sales. I've seen this around midnight after Becky Yom had stepped outside for a short time. She walked back into the restaurant and saw a coworker having sex with his wife in front of everyone at the party.
Wow.
The coworker's wife, Beckham claims, was also kissing her female manager and another female coworker at the same time. Yo, respect.
Oh, shit.
This is a party. Shock, disgusted, and outrage. Becky Yom alleges that she first ran out of the restaurant, but then went back inside to retrieve her guacamole bowl. I don't blame you. You don't know what's going to be useful in this kind of party.
Mm-hmm.
Only to find that her manager and the other coworkers involved in the sexual encounter were vomiting. One threw up in the trash while the other vomited in her guacamole bowl. I told you, you got to protect the guac bowl. Becky Yom says she reported the incident to Taco Bell Human Resources and the Alvarado Restaurant Group, the Colorado-based franchise. The manager and other coworkers involved in the sexual encounter were fired, her complaint states. After their termination, Becky Yom alleges she was threatened and had her car window shattered by someone associated with her former coworkers. Taco Bell and the franchisee did nothing about these threats and instead told her that they were transferring her to a new location rather than disciplining the employees who threatened her. Becky Yom eventually quit and alleges that she has suffered several consequential and incidental financial losses and that Taco Bell violated anti-discrimination laws.
Oh,
wow.
Huh. I mean,
yo,
look, I don't know. Christmas parties, huh?
Yo, they get out of pocket.
They get a little wild.
Yo,
at the Christmas party. I can't even imagine. First of all, having a Christmas party like where you work is
always
wild.
Bad. Yeah.
But oh my God.
When I sold potato chips and I went to every one of these things with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And every single year, Gabby is not like a people person. She doesn't really like do parties. She'll do the meet and greet because she knows like, hey, like these are people my husband spends time with. I'm gonna be polite.
Right.
That's her general vibe. You've met my wife. She's like, hey, hi, how you doing? Are we leaving now? Like, that's a general, like, party energy.
Mm-hmm.
And every single time we went to these parties, me and her, like, would look at each other before we, like, go in, say, all right, we don't know what we're getting into. Let's see what happens. And let's plan our exit accordingly. And I don't think I made it more than an hour into any one of these parties.
Okay.
Just because we felt like, yeah, this isn't my vibe. You know, all jokes aside, I'm trying to be family oriented. I'm trying to chill with my girl and my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the first 2 years, I came in with a pregnant Gabby. So, like,
right.
I feel like I gave away very clearly, hey, this is my energy. This is what I'm trying to be doing. I'm working to feed these people and growing.
Right.
You know? They were not on board. They definitely party a lot like this Taco Bell.
And your coworkers?
Yo, straight up. So, like, now, to their credit, they did this in other places. Very fancy places, I will say.
What, the parties?
Yeah, the parties, they would, rent out really fly places.
If they had a party in the warehouse where you worked, that's insane. That's insane.
Wild.
Yeah. No, they make plenty of money. They can.
Yeah, they can afford it, straight up.
They can afford it, sure.
There's places that, like, I've dreamed of, like, hosting a wedding at. We'd have the party there. We'd show up and, like, and literally Gabby and I would go for that reason. Like, yo, like, there's no other way we could get into this building.
Let's see what it looks like.
Let's see what it looks like. We show up. We dress up as best as my men's warehouse suit could, you know, hold me down. I knew instantly I am not in the same bracket as some of these higher-ups. But, you know, I did the rub and elbows thing. First year I had to go, by the way, because I was told indirectly that I was getting an award. I was like the top selling rookie.
So okay.
I was like, yo, you have to go for corporate reasons. I know you want to be a manager. You're going to get an award, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yo, I've heard from everyone else how these parties rock. That's not really my jam. But I will show up, and I left. And then the next day, like, I literally, like, the first year, I literally got an award at the party.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the next day, everyone was telling me about stuff as if I wasn't there. Like, so much took place after me getting an award that, like people were like, yo, you were there? Yo, because you missed this, like, blah, 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 went down. I'm like, yo, I clearly was there. I'm in the pictures. that's me holding a trophy, my G. Like, yeah, I was very much there. I was, I thought I was part of the big part of the night. Nah, your shit was nothing. Once we got that out the way.
It was a big part of your night, but not the party's night.
Listen, we do that for the record books, but we had other shit. And yeah. and same thing when I worked anywhere else in sales. I felt like the party was like a formality before the wild party started. And I was like, yeah, I can't hang with y'all. I'm trying to, like, you know, be normal for life. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, people, you know, on average don't get to cut loose a lot.
Yeah.
And you, especially once you become rank and file. You know, when you're young and you have, like, jobs or whatever. Yeah, but you still go out with your friends and you do, you know what I mean? But once you start kind of, like, settling into a groove of just like, oh, this is the job I do, and I don't know if I want to go so far as to call it a career, but it's something I've been doing for years, and I've got that, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
you don't get a chance to, like, you don't cut loose like you did. You built a nice home. You stay in your home. It's comfortable. Yeah, that kind of thing. So when you go to these things, you lose it. You have a little bit to drink, and you need to recalibrate, but it's too late.
Yeah.
You lost your skills. So now you're just drunk with your supervisor in a corner talking shit. Like, you don't even know how you got there, but this is where you are. Or somebody, you know, flirts and you're just like, well, I'm gonna, and that's it. Now there are butt prints on the, you know, it's wild because people don't. Because people don't allow themselves the space to do that already.
Yeah.
Right? So they, or they're just spending so much time repressing that, you know, that they forget themselves. Like, you know, if, say, you're a drinker already, just in life. But, you know, there are different levels. There's house drinking. You know how to drink when you go stay home. There's, mixed company, but I need to keep it together drinking. And then there's, no, I'm raging drinking. And if you're not careful, you go, whoop, you just right over that line. And now you can't roll that back. You already got your shirt off. So
yeah, you can put your shirt back on, but you can't not untake your shirt off.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel for this woman who thought she was coming in to a Christmas party, and she's got her guacamole in her bowl, and she's just like, yeah. And there's paper on the windows. Oh, wait a minute. Why we put paper on the window? All right, well, we might be drinking in here. And that makes sense. If people come driving by and they're like,
yeah, I was cool with that.
Yeah, what's happening in the Taco Bell? Okay, great. But wait, we also covering up the cameras? That feels premeditated is how that feels. Like, conversations were happening around her that she did not know about.
Yeah, real
talk. Those coworkers didn't just jump into, they've already done that. They already had the configuration.
Yeah, last year. They learned from last year. That's why they cover cameras now.
Right? Yes, exactly.
I will say this, that I appreciated from the sales parties I've been to. I kind of got a heads up of like, yo, around this time, this is going to go down. If you about it, cool. We love you as a person. If you are not, it's cool too. Just know that this is still going down. you know what I mean? Like, we're not going to stop this, but we letting you know it's a decision. And I feel like that's the mistake this Taco Bell made. She left for half hour. They probably thought, oh, she's gone.
Well, not even that. I feel like it said that she left for a while and she came back. I feel like what she probably did, she probably went out there and was smoking out with someone.
Yeah, she was chilling, having a smoke break.
Yeah, but not like, I feel like she probably was like smoking pot, like getting high.
Yeah.
And that's probably why she got invited to the special Taco Bell only Christmas party. They were like, oh, she could probably hang. Mm-mm. Right? She smokes out in the back. She can probably hang, but you got to... Smoking pot is different than a foursome with your manager and two of your workers. Yeah. And then their wife. That's different. Those are two totally different things.
I'd even argue like smoking pot has changed so much now. Like you can you can have all the other morals and just still, not, you know, still smoke pot. Like that doesn't mean like you're edgy anymore.
Right, you know what right, I mean? Right.
So like, yo, just check in. Hey, listen, before we go back in, Mike, be open sex happening.
But I mean, I wonder if others also were not expecting that. Do you know what I mean?
She's the only one with the lawsuit, though.
Yeah, that just means she's the only one who, was upset enough to do something.
Nah, that's fair. That's fair.
You know what I mean? There are probably plenty of people who were like, yeah, no, that was fucked up, what they were doing, but I need this job. Like I can't, girl, you gonna file what? I can't do that. I need this job. So
oh man, you know if you mean? Would like,
oh no. I don't even know where you're gonna go with this.
So pitch in and buy this young lady a new guacamole boat. Or you gotta do actually, stop to the show, baby.
Yeah,
she deserves it.
That's really what I'm the most concerned about. I hope that wasn't a family heirloom.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
4 stars, you're going to get us some regular shit. Target order, okay? No. 5 stars, you know that this was a porcelain hand-me-down from her great-grandma, okay? Yep. You know what I mean?
McCoy, as it were.
Real talk.
The real McCoy.
Pixar made a cartoon about it. It means a lot, okay?
Yeah.
We're going to get her that. Made again. We're going to go back to wherever she from, make the same thing again. Natural painting, you know what I mean? Dried in the sun.
Okay? Yeah, it's just straight up. Straight from the kiln.
Straight from the kiln.
Straight from the kiln.
If you are Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. Like I said earlier, any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastromonte. Shout outs this week to Kimmy Marie, Dana Ford, and Lori McDaniel. Always appreciate y'all. With all that said, I am admittedly interested in learning how to do pottery so I can make this guacamole bowl, Gastromonte, you know what I mean? Expand my horizons. Maybe this is my flute album, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Making bowls, you know?
Okay. Well, I mean, I never went to Taco Bell before, but I am definitely the avoiding the San Pedro Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh man, this has been an emotional episode of the War Report.
It really has.
Catch y'all next time. Hug me if you see me in person. Peace.